As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large.
President Trump made that announcement while hosting a roundtable with business leaders at the White House, just before pivoting to promote the Trump Gold Card, a $1 million visa. The president did not offer additional details on the operation, despite questions from the press.
The oil tanker, who owns that oil tanker?
You'll get that information later.
Okay, and have you spoken to Maduro since your last conversation?
No,
it's only been one conversation.
No.
We're interested in the seizure of this tanker. What happens to the oil on that ship?
Well, we keep it, I guess.
Using U.S. forces to take control of a merchant ship is incredibly unusual and marks the Trump administration's latest escalation in the region. Video posted to social media by Attorney General Pam Bondi shows military personnel fast roping from a helicopter onto the oil tanker and later moving around the deck with their weapons drawn. The New York Times reported that the vessel was carrying Venezuelan oil and the operation was conducted without casualties. This comes as the Trump administration has also launched a deadly boat strike campaign on vessels they allege, without proof, are carrying narcotics slated for the United States. So far, there have been 22 known operations and at least 87 deaths, including a double-tap strike that killed two survivors clinging to the wreckage of a boat after the first hit, a possible war crime. Some legal experts and Democrats say the actions may have violated laws governing the use of deadly military force, like Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland, and a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who stated that the U.S. seizure of the oil tanker cast doubt on the administration's stated reasons for the military buildup and boat strikes.
But this operation they're conducting is not about drugs. All of us in the Senate want to make sure we address the scourge of drugs in the United States of America. But that is just a cover story presented by the President of the United States.
While the Trump administration claims these operations are aimed at combating narcotic smuggling, Democrats say the move is about regime change, and note that Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world. Senator Van Hollen urged immediate action.
Well, I would hope our colleagues on both sides of the aisle here in the United States Senate would recognize that the president has to comply with the Constitution, and we should fulfill our constitutional responsibilities as well and not run away from them. President Trump is bringing us to the brink of war, a regime change war in our hemisphere, and we are running out of time to stop it. We know the president has already authorized the CIA to conduct operations in Venezuela. We know that we're witnessing the largest naval buildup in the Caribbean in decades.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley also spoke in support of the Prohibiting Unauthorized Military Action in Venezuela Act, outlining the consequences if it fails.
Wars are easy to start, but they are hard to end, and the consequences are often devastating. Look at the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
The act was unsuccessful, with Senate Republicans blocking the bill. Venezuela's government responded to the operation, calling the seizure a, quote, bare-faced robbery and an act of international piracy, close quote, aimed at stripping the country of its oil wealth. Veterans for Peace also responded to the attacks. The organization previously called on military personnel not to follow illegal orders.
We at Veterans for Peace are outraged by the seizure of the oil tanker and by the ongoing actions, illegal actions by Trump and Hegseth off the coast of Venezuela. These illegal actions are actually putting U.S. troops at risk. Unnecessarily. And so we want to remind military personnel that they have the right and the duty to refuse unlawful orders to participate in illegal wars and war crimes.
That was Jerry Condon, spokesperson for Veterans for Peace. He told KPFA News that members of his delegation, a group of peace, justice, and anti-imperialist organizers, were prevented from traveling to Caracas to attend the People's Assembly for Peace and Sovereignty, an international gathering of more than 2,000 grassroots, labor, youth, and indigenous movements from across the global South.
Yes, actually, I was one of several members of Veterans for Peace that were slated to travel to Venezuela this week to be part of a world assembly, people coming together from all over the world, thousands of people really, to show support for Venezuela at this time. However, because of Trump's threats against the airlines and declaring a no-fly zone in Venezuela, Veterans for Peace is really amplifying the message that people, that service members have the right and the responsibility to refuse illegal orders. And we were prepared to back them up with political support and legal support if they do so. And people who want more information can go to veteransforpeace.org.
For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.